Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I want to thank our first guest this hour, Michael Domish, for being on with us to talk about his newest book. Our next guest is also making her first appearance on our program as well. Charlie Dane is here to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. She recently announced on her Facebook fan page that her single, This One, is now available for you guys to be able to enjoy. We're going to talk to her about that experience, as well as let you guys hear the single as well. Charlie, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Charlie. Congratulations to you on the single. I remember when you first posted it on your Facebook fan page about it being available on iTunes. What was it like for you to let your fans and also to let music lovers know about this new single?
Well, I mean, I loved when we finally finished it, which took a while. I was so glad to let everyone hear it. This was the first song that took, like, the longest time, actually, and I co-produced it with my producer, Don Chaffin. We spent hours and hours perfecting it, so I'm just so glad that it's finally out there now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great song, and we're going to be hearing it a little bit later on this program. So let's go back a little bit, Charlie. When did you first realize that music was your thing, was one of those things that you like to do?
Well, I've never really been a sporty person. It's always been, like, artsy things like painting and drawing and music. I started playing guitar when I was 5, and I taught myself piano a few years ago. I've always been into music a little more than the people my age. I'd go to as much live shows as possible with my mom, and I'm always listening to music, always humming something, so I knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was so fun to be able, as I was getting ready for the show with you, Charlie, to be able to prep for it and to see you in newspaper clippings and to see you up on stage performing. Have you gotten used to that yet? Have you gotten used to opening up a newspaper and there's your picture?
Yeah, I love it. And also, like, playing live, it's my favorite part about it. And I've never really been nervous doing anything. So, yeah, it's always been really fun.
Yeah, it definitely has to be. And I think it's a great example, Charlie, of what's possible for all of us. You know, when I see individuals like yourself that are doing what you love, and then, of course, being able to share it, I think it's a really great thing. So let's talk about the live performance. You say that you love that part of it. You know, what is it like for you to be up there, especially on a song like This One, where, as you said, that you also produced it as well? What was it like for you to be up there singing it and then to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, actually, since it has been out for like a week or so now, I haven't performed it live yet, so I don't know how that's going to be, but I bet it'll be good.
Okay. Well, for the overall live performance for you, is it just seeing the way that people respond that makes it one of the best things for you?
Yeah, I love when people would like come up to me afterwards, and I'd get to meet just the people who took time to listen. I love that part.
Yeah, it definitely has to be good. Now, you say that, you know, you haven't really, when they built Afraid, and that in itself, I think, is a great theme, because a lot of times people, Charlie, who have talent, you know, they're always afraid of how people are going to look at it, you know, or if they're going to do a good job or that kind of thing. But for you to be, you know, to be so passionate about it, I think, you know, it's such a great example. Have you had other people tell you that you've inspired them just by your pursuing your dream and what you love?
Yeah, I have. It's usually by like younger girls who come to watch me. A lot. It's weird because, like, even though I'm pretty young, I appeal to a lot of older people. So when I get some younger fans, they'll always come up to me and they'll be like, "This is so inspiring. I wanna write music," and I think it's really great.
Yeah, that has to be a great feeling. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Charlie Dane is our guest. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but what it's like for her to share that with all of you guys. Her single, This One, is available right now on iTunes. You guys are going to be hearing it here in just a bit. Talk to us a little bit about the song, Charlie. How did the song come about?
Well, I wrote it over the summer, actually. It took a while to finish. But it's basically just about how each summer you think it's going to be better than the last, but then you always end up, like, doing the same thing, just sitting around doing nothing. And then the next summer comes around, and you're like, this is going to be so great, and it's just the same thing. It's just it's a fun summer song. And it's in a different direction than I've been doing my other originals. It's a little more poppy. It has, like a lot of bass. It has a little bit electronic sound. So it's pretty interesting. I love it.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Charlie, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay. This one is called This One. It just came out a few days ago, so I hope everyone loves it.
Charlie Dane here on Conversations Live. Charlie's been talking with us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. That single is available right now on iTunes. You can get it there. Also, if you go to Charlie's website, which is www.charliedane.net, you guys can find out more information about Charlie. You can also find out a lot of other great music that she has there, and all of it's available right there on her website as a one-stop shop, which is charliedane.net. One of the interesting things about going to Charlie's website is that you'll be able to see comments that people have written over their last several months, and they all talk about not only her voice, but how much, you know, they love to hear her sing. You know, one person even says in there that, you know, it gives her goosebumps. I think, you know, what is so great about Charlie is that she's not only doing what she loves, but then she's able to share that with all of us. And I think that's one of the great things that all of us should want in our lives, no matter what profession that we're taking up. Again, everyone, Charlie Dane has been our guest. You can find out more information about her by going onto her website at www.charliedane.net. Charlie's also on Facebook as well as Twitter. You can find all that information on her website, but we also tagged her on our pages. On Facebook, you can find her Facebook fan page, as well as on Twitter. You can find her at @CharlieDane_ is where you guys can find her there. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.